everyone. Welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an uber-vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about hate. Yeah, this is a serious one, but I think it's necessary to talk about, especially now. But before we jump into that, okay, let's take a trip back in time and revisit the Naked Truth on hate.
This was inspired by a couple comments from a couple weeks back. It's another more serious one coming down from Comic-Con, but I wanted to do the Naked Truth on hate. Antonin2012 says, "The Unsafe King gave me an idea because we're talking about hate. Maybe you could do a video about hate, how we use the term to hate too much and how we misuse it." And then EJ Hernandez says, "I would like to know your thoughts on racism and discrimination, hopefully in a Naked Truth vlog." And I just thought this was especially relevant since I'm just getting back from Comic-Con where there's a ton of that, like, oh, fake pseudo-nerd cosplayers whoring themselves out for attention. I hate those sluts, all that kind of lots of hate language and discrimination. So I was thinking about it anyway. So let's see. I looked up the definition for hate in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And they described it as intense hostility and aversion, usually deriving from fear, anger, or a sense of injury. And I found a couple different definitions, but that was the one that I liked the most because I really do believe that when people that violently dislike something or hate something that much, it's because they don't understand it. So it's a fear of the unknown, or something's happened to them in their life where they feel a sense of injury from this specific thing, and that's them retaliating and in essence not being able to forgive. So I want to start off by saying that I think that all humans deserve respect. All animals too, but for right now we're focusing on humans. All humans deserve respect. It doesn't matter your skin color, your nationality, your religion, your gender. None of that matters. You're human and therefore you deserve the same respect. You can hate people's actions, I feel. You can hate the choices they make. And by hate in that, I mean like violently dislike. You can be against those. But to hate a person is a whole nother thing. That's on a whole nother level. And it's really serious. And I think we need to remind ourselves of that. I mean, everyone's guilty of that. I'll say all the time, like, oh, I hate this TV show. Or, you know, we casually, like, I hate anchovies on pizza. But when you say, like, oh, I hate that person, that's really vile. And that's really strong. So something I do to try to curb myself from saying that is I'll say, you know what, hate's a strong word. I dislike this. Because let's just be honest, there are going to be people in the world that just aren't your people, like I've said before, but that's no reason for you to hate them. Especially we see on the internet a lot. If someone disagrees with somebody's opinion, all of a sudden they hate that person. They don't hate or dislike that opinion. They go right after the person. And I don't know why we do that, but I feel like that's something that needs to stop, that we need to speak out against as much as we possibly can. I heard a really good, now this is from a religious standpoint, but please don't dismiss it if you're not a religious person. I just don't really know how to phrase it without it having a slight religious tone to it. But I heard once in a church service, someone say that you can only love God as much as you love the person that you hate the most. And that stuck with me. Like, that stuck with me for years. And I don't know if you can kind of make that for those of you that don't feel there's something else. You can only love someone as much as you love the person you hate you most. Whatever it is that works for you. It really stuck with me because, and then anytime I caught myself saying, oh, I hate this, or even thinking, oh, I hate this, I thought, you know, that's not really true because everybody deserves respect. So whether you believe everyone deserves respect because they're part of some other being's creation, or if you believe that everybody deserves respect just by being born in this world, or you may not believe that at all. You may believe that there's certain people that don't deserve respect at all. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. We'll have to agree to disagree. Yeah, I don't condone hate at all. I don't think it's a cool thing, and I think we should all encourage each other to not use that word as much as possible as a reminder. So my question for you guys is, how do you control and combat hate, either in others or when you find yourself being guilty of it. Let me know that in either a Naked Vlog response in the comments section down below. Please feel free to submit more topics. And I have another question for everybody. So Don Roberts, who's super awesome, sent this Naked Truth t-shirt that he made up. So it's got the logo on the front, the banner on the front, and then on the back it has one of my favorite sayings of all time: we are all naked under our clothes, with my Twitter handle. Let me know, because I've been kind of tossing around the idea of doing t-shirts, maybe through FHB, maybe not, but let me know what you would wear, if you'd rather just text, or if you'd rather some kind of image, or what you think you would like, if you would like a Naked Truth t-shirt, for whatever reason. All right, well, thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. Thank you for sticking with me through the Comic-Con craziness. I posted a cosplay video of how I did my Tifa Lockhart on my personal channel, but I'm hearing from everyone that it didn't hit subscription inboxes. So if you would like to check that out, that's here. Please do so. Like, subscribe. I will see you all next week. Bye.
Oh man, at the beginning of this, I mentioned SDCC hate, and this would be the time when San Diego Comic-Con, if it was happening in person, would be happening. Comic-Con at home is happening this year, but it's barely even on my radar, to be honest, which is so, so very sad. Hopefully San Diego Comic-Con in person will be something that can happen next year. We'll see. But yes, hopefully San Diego Comic-Con hate and discrimination against, people that are anything other than what traditionally people expect to find at Comic-Con has diminished a bit since then. I'd like to think there's more loud and proud nerds, going back to last week's Naked Truth, that are out there now letting their freak flag fly. But yeah, I think that this topic in particular, it's a good time to revisit it now, given the state of politics in the United States, the UK, and really just all out in the world right now. The pandemic's definitely made everyone more on edge, easier to flip out, more angry. Politics and the state of politics being what they are right now, people are just so angry. Hate crimes have spiked in the last year, particularly against Asian Americans and Black people, at least here in the States. And of course, yesterday I just see a headline that makes me want to throw up in my mouth. That the Texas Senate just passed a bill that teachers no longer have to teach that the KKK is morally wrong. Yikes. So I definitely do still stand by what I said in my vlog from all those years ago about trying to do my best to focus my hate, if you will, if you're going to use that word, and I'll kind of say my judgment as well, on the actions, the choices, the behavior, rather than the person themselves. Now, granted, that's tested sometimes by people who always choose the same abhorrent actions over and over. And I guess what that really comes down to, if you're kind of thinking about it from a more philosophical perspective, is, you know, do you believe in a chance for redemption? To me, hate is an incredibly strong word. It means that through and through, at the base of what this thing is, you feel you despise this thing, which is why, again, I try to focus that type of feeling on actions, choices, and behavior rather than the person as a whole. Because I do believe that all people deserve basic respect and dignity. Now, some people said in the comments of this vlog ages ago that they don't believe that everyone deserves respect, that people need to earn respect. But I still try inherently to give respect to everyone as much as I possibly can. So lately I've been, you know, very upset by the things going on in the world, as I feel like a lot of people are, and very on edge. So what are the things that I am currently doing to combat this hate? You know, it's kind of a twofold attack, right? So first, I try to be real with myself, you know, which is what the previous Naked Truth on Hate vlog focused on. And, you know, I would encourage everybody else to try to do this as well. But, you know, for me, I try to determine where, if I'm feeling hostility, where is that hostility coming from? Try to determine that. Is it from a past experience? Is it from an inherent bias? And that can be hard to be real with yourself, because I think a lot of people have a very defensive knee-jerk reaction of, oh, not me. But, you know, the more real and honest you can be with yourself, that's when you can really make some change, right? And educate yourself. And again, just look inside yourself for biases or stereotypes that you might hold and be very real about that. The second fold approach to this, I feel like, is to do something about the injustices in the world and the things that are happening out there that are kind of fueling and promoting this hate. So I've been doing a lot of work to volunteer with local organizations and to take action in my own way. I'm not as vocal as some of my friends are on social media about every single issue that comes up. And that's because I really honestly do believe yelling into the void helps no one. I don't think that any tweet is particularly changing anyone's minds. It's just kind of, you know, fueling not even healthy discourse, but that's a naked truth on social media for another time. So for me, I do try to fight for fair treatment for all in my own way. Like I said, doing something, volunteering, taking action, trying to counter the hate that you see out in the world with acts of kindness, working to repair hate-fueled vandalism if you're volunteering to do that. Signing a petition, using your voice to spread messages of kindness and acceptance where you can, supporting victims who are victims of hate crimes or hate-fueled instigation. And really, for me, another one that I try to do, so maybe threefold. Let's take this a third fold, but because you can probably hear him in the background right now, but I have a son. And teaching the next generation acceptance, I think, is a big part of something that we can do to make our future better than our present, right? Invest in the next generation. So these are just things that I'm doing because I can't just sit back and watch this. I feel like from a mental health perspective, it can be really tough. You just heard the door close so that you don't hear Logan as loudly. But it can be really tough, right? And it can take a toll on you. So at least by doing something, you can feel like you're combating it a little bit and just spreading messages of kindness and love as much as possible. On a separate note, I loved in this vlog that I gave a shout out to one of the first ever merchandise ideas for the Naked Army and the Naked Truth. We are all naked under our clothes. It's very, very true. And shout out to the current merch because it's come a long way. the merchandise that I sell now, if you haven't seen it, it's on TrishaHirschberger.com and you can click on the merch tab. But the merch I have now is by far my favorite that I've offered, both in terms of design options and fabric and item quality. But it's very cool to look back at the humble beginnings, if you are. And shout out again to Don Roberts all those years ago for helping come up with that. So that's that. If you want to be part of the podcast moving forward, the next few episodes will be on the internet and fitness. Anchor, which is the platform that I use to produce this podcast, will let you send in audio messages that are then sent to me, which is really fun. And if you want to do that, you can do so on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger. I'm laughing right now because I can hear my son so loud in the background. I don't know if my mic is picking it up, but if you can hear the background audio, that is Logan Parker. You're welcome. a huge thank you to the official anchor supporters of The Naked Truth and to all those who are listening to this podcast and sharing it with friends. I need to get better about promoting it, but for now, you are the OG. You are the Insiders Club, and I appreciate you so very much. So final thoughts on this week's topic on hate. I do believe that everyone deserves tolerance, acceptance, and basic human respect. And I'm perhaps naively so, but hopeful that kindness will overcome the darkness we see so much of right now. So to quote Gandalf, I have found that it is the small everyday deeds of ordinary folks that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. So with that, I personally will continue to do my part and hope that each of us can in our own way. This has been The Naked Truth. Thanks for listening.